Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Pastor Linda, and welcome to Lunch with Pastor Linda. So anyway, I was just thinking about some things, and I guess today will be kind of just a chit-chat between us, and if you will, between us. Let me talk proper English. Because I went to an event on Saturday by Dr. Lakita Long, and I'm telling you, I was so blessed, so inspired, so motivated, and engaged to move forward, and that was actually the name of it. But it was talking about the master plan for your life, and she had some speakers, Pastor David Boris and Apostle Fred Brown, Pastor Inga Mork, and who else? I didn't get to hear the other two really speak because we kind of ran out of time. Dr. Long was there. What was the lady's name? Dr. Laura Lyons was there, and she was talking about nutrition, and she had another couple that was going to talk about, you know, being married and, you know, doing ministry together. And like I said, I didn't get to hear them speak. But what I did hear and what I gleaned from was so powerful and so life-changing that it made me think about a couple of things, and I'm still thinking about those. And one was, you know, am I doing ministry smart? And what does that actually mean? Because sometimes we can get so busy doing things. You know, we're doing things for God. We're, you know, out witnessing. We're doing Bible study. We're preaching. We're speaking. We're doing all of these things. And these are all wonderful things. And they're, you know, and they obviously promote the kingdom of God, because if you're promoting yourself, then you're not really doing God's work, your Father's. You're not really being about your Father's business. And so you're out and you're doing all of these things, but you're busy. And you get involved with people, and, you know, and I'm not the first one to have had somebody betray you or had somebody, you know, use you for your ministry gifts. And, you know, and I'm that's not what I'm thinking about. What I'm thinking about is that I get so busy doing ministry, but am I really doing ministry? Am I really ministering to the people? And, see, sometimes I think that something isn't working. And it is working, and so I'm ready to walk away and go the other way and do something different, because I think that it's not working. But the impact that it's having on the lives of the people, it's not. I'm not able to measure it because of the way it happens. Like with this radio show, for instance, I did this radio show consistently from 2007 until about 2012. I mean, you know, I started off, I think I was doing it 5 days a week, and then I went to doing it once a week, and then I went to doing it three times a week. And, you know, and I mean, it was just always, it was ever changing, but consistently. And, you know, there were some times where, you know, I got busy, or, you know, things happened and I couldn't get on and do my show, or, you know, I didn't schedule a show for that day. I forgot to schedule a show, and, you know, and they didn't have it like they have it now. Well, maybe they did, and I just didn't utilize it where you can say broadcast now, and it would let you go ahead and broadcast. But, and so from 2007, August of 2007 until the end of 2012, I believe, I did it consistently, and then I didn't do it at all in 2013, I think. Maybe I came back and did one or two shows, and then 2014, I think I might have did the same. And until recently, when I came back with Lunch with Pastor Linda, I really hadn't done this. And it was funny because I didn't realize how many people are actually listening to me, because, you know, sometimes you'll be teaching and you'll have the chat room open, and, you know, several people will come into the chat room, and they'll bounce in and out, and, you know, and you kind of, when you're looking at that, you kind of think that's who your audience is, you know. Or some people will call in, and you see them call in, then you see them hang up, or you see them stay until the duration of the show, or, you know, what have you. And You know, and I'm thinking, oh, well, these, you know, 20 people, these 25 people, that's all there is. But I didn't realize that people were downloading my stuff from iTunes. People were, I had a website where it was linked to the website and the episodes after they air would go there and people were listening to that in the archives. You know, and I just didn't realize the impact that it had until recently when I went to check my stats. And then I was looking at how many people are listening to the archives of this show, and I was getting emails from people saying, you know, we really miss your show. We want you to come back. We would love to have you for a full hour. You know, and it made me realize that I had discounted this as not a great tool, not a great ministry tool for me, when it was reaching people. And because I could only see what I saw in front of me, and I guess I think you know where I'm going and where I'm headed with this, because I only saw what I saw in front of me, I was willing to discard something that God was actually using to encourage his people. And not only that, but even I even had people that were not Christians listening and saying, you know, what you say makes sense, and I can follow it along, and you're not beating me over the brow with the Bible, but you're giving me something to think about. And one individual actually said that they had started attending a church because they had listened to me quite often, and they decided that, you know, I don't know if I really believe there's a God, or but if listening to her makes me feel this way, then maybe I can find a church where the pastor or the preacher will make me feel this way too, and that way I can get it on a more consistent basis, because, you know, I'm not always able to get on the internet and listen to this show. And, you know, and it just really helped me see that sometimes we look at our circumstances and our situations and we discount it. We just say, oh, well, this isn't really working for me. And so now with, you know, with everything that I'm doing now, I decided to come back to this medium to minister to the people, because I understand that even though it's not an immediate, you know, I don't get an immediate following, I don't get an immediate return, I don't get an immediate pat on the back and people saying, oh, look, she's, you know, she's out and she's back and she's doing, it's still people are able to see. And I look at Blog Talk and I see that they have it all the way back to when I aired my first show. People can go all the way back to the very first show and they can hear me. You know, I used to interview people, and it's all right there for them to download, all right there for them to hear and to glean from. And so I am excited about what God is showing me. Because, you know, first natural, then spiritual. What God is showing me is that our situation doesn't matter. Our circumstances don't matter. We get so busy trying to do ministry that we try to quantify what we should be spending our time in and what is making a good return. And I remember I had to do a major project at a church that I was attending. And the way it was judged by was the attendance, you know, how many unsaved people came, how many this, and who this, did anyone give their lives to Christ? And I understand that to an extent, but with this new mind thinking, the Bible says that one will come, one will water, and one will plant, sow a seed, one will water, and God will give the increase. So I can't control the increase, and I learned this over the weekend. I can't control the increase. What I can control is how I plant or where I plant, and I can't control how or where I harvest. But I can't control the increase. I can't make something grow if I haven't planted. I can't make something grow if I have planted. I can only do what I can do. So I can plant it and I can water it, but it's up to God to give the increase. So if I plant the word, if I plant the seed of the word in somebody and I water that seed, or somebody else comes and waters that seed, it's up to God to give the increase. It's up to God to allow me to reap the benefit of what he has grown and what he has cultivated and what he has brought forth. You understand what I'm saying? All I can do is go back. And I remember when I was younger, I used to tell people, I'm going to have a line of people in heaven that are going to want to shake my hand, and they'll say, because of you, I'm in heaven. And I didn't really understand what I was saying back then, but now I do understand that, because I don't know how many times I've told my testimony. I don't know how many times that testimony has touched a life, and I don't know what that life did with that information. You know what I mean? And so there's going to be people that are going to come up to me that I may have never met here on earth, people that they may never see my face, I may never see their face, but they hear my voice, and something is penetrating them, something is breaking open that fallow ground, something is tilling them and getting them cultivated to turn their life over to God, or to become stronger in the ministry, or to just make up their mind to serve the Lord the right way. I mean, and not straddle the fence, and not walk the line, and not do, you know, this in and out and back and forth. You know, they're going to make up their mind that today I will serve the Lord, and they will serve the Lord with gladness, and they will serve the Lord in excellence, and they will serve the Lord and do and become what God says that they are, or decreed that they are. Because that's if you have followed me from 2007 until now, you know that's what it all boils down to. I want you to be who God created you to be. I want you to be who you are. That's why I started my business, Destined to Be You. It's a life coaching business, and I do transformation coaching. Transformational empowerment coaching. That's what I do, because I want you to transform your life, and I want you to be empowered to be exactly who God said you are destined to be, who you are. You know, this isn't who you think you are. This isn't who you might want to be. This isn't who your husband, your wife, your children, your parents, your grandparents. This isn't what others say about you. This is what God says about you. Finding your authentic self. That's what I've been preaching through the Word of God from 2007 on. I mean, even before then, but just really honing in on it and hammering it home since 2007, when God told me to go into full-time ministry. And here it is, 2015. I'm still in full-time ministry, and I'm still preaching the same gospel, and I'm still preaching the same gospel regarding the same messages, which is find your destiny, walk in your purpose, and be pleasing to God. Be exactly who God said that you are, because there you find your satisfaction. There you find your authentic living. There you find the things that you really want. But we got to look at our lives and say, are we just being busy to be busy? Are we just being busy for busy's sake? Are we really affecting change in the lives of those that we come in contact with? Or are we doing what we think is going to make us popular, that's going to get us where, get us in this level of living that we want to be in? But I determined, you know, when I left there, and as I was thinking about it, I determined in my mind that, God, you have said so many great and wonderful things to me, and you have promised me some great and wonderful things, and some of them I've seen the glimpse of them. You know, I've seen the precursor to it, but I've not been able to totally experience it. And why haven't I been able to totally experience it? Because every time I get close to it, I pull back, because I don't want the people to say, or I don't want the people to think, or I don't want them to do, or, you know what I'm saying? We get to that point where I feel like I'm unworthy of that kind of status. I feel like I'm unworthy of being able to accomplish those things. So let me just pull back, and I'm going to push this one ahead. You go, girl. Let me help you. You do that, man. And we get like that. At least I do. And so what we need to understand is that we don't have to be busy for busy's sake, but we do have to be busy about our Father's business. And the only way that we can truly be busy about our Father's business is to absolutely become who he says that we are, and to do it with a whole heart, and to do it with a transformed lifestyle and a renewed mind. That's what that means, is by not being conformed to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's to saying that, you know what, I got to bring my thinking up a little bit higher, because God's thinking and his thought process is much higher than mine, and his ways of doing things is much higher than mine. And so if I want to stay down here, I'm always going to get what I got. But if I try to elevate my thinking, if I try to elevate my ways, I will then put myself and position myself in a place where I can receive what God wants. And guess what? When you elevate your thoughts, when you elevate your ways, when you start to really say, God, give me the mind, give me your mind on the inside of me, because the Bible says that this was the mind that was in Christ. So this mind is now available to us. And since it's available to us, we should go and seek it and claim it and put it in our mind and allow our thought processes to elevate. And then we will work smarter. Then we will do ministry smarter. And we'll realize, hey, we don't have to be busy doing. We can be busy strategically doing. You're going to catch that tomorrow, I promise you. You be blessed. You be encouraged. Until tomorrow, thanks for having lunch with me.